The Abandoned Yurt Site, written October 21st, 2011. High on the mountains, the early winter clouds lie in occupation. It is a cold, frost-smudged morning, and the landscape, almost English in its browns and grays, evokes distant memories. The river runs low, but not silent. Indeed, the only moving signs of life are the waters among the rounded river stones and the herd of milk cows under the poplars, reduced to eating fallen, drying out leaves. Among the branches remain long lost tatters of flags. They hang, forgotten by all save the wind. The concrete ring of the old yurt foundation is all that remains. Slowly, its stones are taken by the farmers, and the cement is pulverized by the careless hooves of cattle stepping over. The floor, once an opulent crimson, is worn away, chipped, sanded, and strewn with rural detritus. It bears the hallmarks of any ruined city, only in miniature. The river its frontier, the poplars its citadel, the music of the river its companion in solitude. On long distant summers, when the yurt was set up, people lay down in pleasure on creaking steel camp beds, drinking deep the sounds of the river. Intoxicated by mare's milk wine, full of the dreams of youth, and Roxana's unquenchable desires. Even now, amid the winter's suppression, one can still hear the laughter, the cries in the night, mixed with the choruses of summer crickets and the light brush of river fog on the cheeks. Now the dreams are all gone, and young Roxana, no longer young, tends a shop in the northern shanty town, just out of reach of the river's music of persuasion. One by one, the yellowed poplar leaves fall down, heading straight for the hard earth, where they are eaten by the cows, or else lie forever untouched, unseen, unremarked, and brown. The leaves do not wait to fall one by one, romantically. They fall in shards, in families, at times all at once, as if they knew there was now no one to observe their passing. Nobody visits this site, save the milk cows and the evening farmer. And why not? Farther up the valley, Roxana's children are planning a new round of pleasure.